Started.
Excellente. You didn't realize I spoke so many languages, right? Excellente. It's like Spanish, Italian, I don't even know what that is. Like. Okay. Start with shamatha. Glasses off helps, doesn't have to. Eventually, don't even have to start with shamatha. But initially, with this kind of, you know, child luminosity, we're trying to give birth to the child luminosity. Often it's a preemie, very fragile. So eventually you don't need any of these preliminaries, you just go right into it. But for now, it's nice to have an on-ramp so then you can, in a certain sense, find your way back. So like, what's the fairy tale where they leave the breadcrumbs?
Hansel and Gretel.
Hansel and Gretel, thank you. So just like Hansel and Gretel, we're going to leave some breadcrumbs so that when we leave here, we can find our way back. And in a certain sense, never leave. Ooh, there's a thought. One of the marvelous things I've discovered after four and a half decades of practice is that the so-called next, more advanced practice can really help you inform, strengthen the previous practice. So, open awareness will enhance, mature, stabilize your referential shamatha. Because, of course, at a certain point, these are like frequencies, bandwidths of color along the spectrum of consciousness, spectrum of mind. They blend into each other. Where does violet exactly transform into blue? So the slight invitation, even in this referential shamatha, is to notice perhaps when you have a thought arise in your mind, with your developing sensitivity, notice a very slight contraction when you grasp after those thoughts. You will eventually feel it. Gently, slowly open your eyes, keep your gaze down. raise your gaze. You're looking directly ahead, which is also the instruction in the Bardo literature to always look directly ahead. Face whatever happens directly. Decentralize the vision. Using the openness of the visual field to invite open mind. Relax the jaw. Drop the reference of body and breath. Mix your mind with space awareness. Your mind is drawn to any phenomenal arising, allow it to go there. To briefly alight upon that arising. The thought arises, a light upon that. And perhaps watch it melt on contact. When your mind does alight on a sensory input, you You may notice a very subtle, lightning fast contraction. Upon which ensues the sense that there's something out there. Which is usually immediately labeled. And referenced. Happens so constantly, so quickly. As quickly as you bring meaning to the sound of my voice, that it generates the illusion, I am perceiving that. Open. Mix your mind with space awareness. Dissolve into space. Now a more overt invitation to open your heart. Let your heart mix with space. With this practice, awareness will come to prefer itself over any external object. Because it will reveal to you there is no external. There is no object. That's why it's also called the practice of awareness of awareness. Relax. Release. Die. Without examination, there appears to be an out there. A sound, a feeling, a sight, a touch. Of some thing. But there is no thing. There is only awareness. precisely what is revealed when you die. That sound is hearing itself. That feeling is feeling itself. That sight is seeing itself. Lest we take this too preciously and seriously, we shake it off. Don't get too meditative. Don't get too spiritual. It's all a big joke. And in an instant, reestablish openness. Reconnect. Centralize your gaze. Notice how this descent back into form feels. Close your mouth. Lower gaze. Re-inhabit body and breath. Perhaps notice if your heart center feels softer, more tender, more open. Perhaps a feeling somewhat akin to sad joy. Close your eyes. Feel into your form, body. Notice perhaps if it feels lighter, more porous, transparent, less solid. Real but not real. Perhaps notice how you're a little bit less identified with this thing. Not so much me anymore. Just a temporary residence for awareness.
You want to stand?